At the top of the news this Sunday evening, Pope Benedict XVI called for greater efforts to combat HIV and AIDS today. Speaking at the Angelus prayer with the faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square this Sunday, the Holy Father looked forward to the World AIDS Day, which falls on this coming Tuesday, December 1st.
La Chiesa non cessa di prodigarsi per combattere l'AIDS.
Pope Benedict recalled the ceaseless efforts of the Church in helping those afflicted with the disease and made an appeal for increased and coordinated efforts to win the struggle against HIV/AIDS once and for all.
Auspico infine che moltiplicando e coordinando gli sforzi si giunga a fermare e debellare questa malattia.
Some encouraging news in the battle against the deadly disease came this past week in a joint UNAIDS-WHO report detailing significant drops in rates of both infection and mortality in the period from 2001 to 2008, especially in sub-Saharan Africa.
We are estimating in this new report that there is a drop in new infections. We can say that there is about 17% fewer new infections in 2008 than what happened in 2001, which is good news. And most progress has been made in sub-Saharan Africa.
Karen Stanecki is the senior epidemiologist at UNAIDS. She told us their efforts have been focused on the youngest generations and now need to concentrate on reaching those who have grown into adulthood.
We had a chance of changing behaviors in the younger people, and that's why there was a big focus on the adolescents and the young people. But I think we have neglected the older populations, and while we are seeing some declines in HIV prevalence among the youngest people, we've forgotten that people still continue to put themselves at risk as they age, and we need to change with the changing in the evolution of the epidemic to make sure that we're getting messages and prevention services to those people over the age of 25.
This Sunday's Angelus was also the first Advent Angelus of the new liturgical year, which the Holy Father inaugurated Saturday evening in St. Peter's Basilica with first vespers of the first Sunday of Advent. In remarks before the traditional prayer of Marian devotion on Sunday, the Pope told the faithful that Jesus Christ is the foundation of hope which every human being needs.
The Advent time is the time that we are going to receive in our life the God-man.
This Sudanese Franciscan priest was one of the thousands present in the square who took the Holy Father's message to heart.
This time also is a time where all the family are coming together to recognize that the heaven with the earth are going to be reconciled.
After the Angelus, Pope Benedict offered encouragement to the participants in a march organized by Italy's Movement for Family Love in protest of a recent European court ruling against the practice and policy of displaying the crucifix in Italian public school classrooms. The Pope told the participants their march was an expression of deep love for the crucifix, recognizing its religious, historical, and cultural value. As usual, the Holy Father had greetings for pilgrims in many languages, including English.
On this first Sunday of Advent, let us join with Mary in prayerful trust, watchful for the presence of Jesus in our world, mindful of our need to grow in compassion and mercy, and ready to embrace God's will as a sign of hope. Upon you and your families, I invoke God's abundant blessings of joy and peace.